This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives Members Election First Amendment Bill and Voter Name List First Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges lawmakers to maintain decorum of House of Representatives. President Ramchandra Porwal stresses strengthening the norms of the Federal Democratic Republic by expediting development works that meet people's minimum basic needs and demands. Education Ministry issues directives to all concerned academic institutions to begin the academic session for grade 11 from June 15th. And C and Putin wrap up talks in Beijing with no final details on gas pipeline. Now the news in detail. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Swobhita Gautam on the behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah tabled two bills designed to replace ordinances issued for the March 5th election purpose. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Gautam tabled House of Representatives Members Election First Amendment Bill 2083 and Voter Name List First Amendment Bill 2083. The proposal seeking permission to present the bill was approved by a majority. The House of Representatives will next meet at 11 a.m. tomorrow. On the occasion, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timbalsina said the government has no intention to curtail the press. Responding to queries related to his ministry raised by lawmakers during different meetings of the House, Minister Dr. Timbalsina argued that the government is fully committed to press freedom. He underlined that the government is committed to make Press Council Nepal and Central Board of Film Censor capable. Meanwhile, responding to concerns raised by lawmakers, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Ramji Yadav, said creating sufficient employment opportunities within the country and providing jobs to youths domestically is the ministry's top priority. He said the ministry aims to make foreign employment safer while creating more jobs for youths within Nepal. Meanwhile, leader for main opposition party, Bhishma Raj Angdambe, has demanded the speedy appointment of officials to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Investigation into Enforced Disappeared Persons. Leader Angdambe said removing officials from sensitive commissions through a special ordinance delays the remaining tasks of the peace process. During the urgent session of the House of Representatives meeting of the Federal Parliament, MPs have called attention of the government to various issues. At the beginning of the meeting today, members of the Shram Sanskriti Party stood up from their seats demanding that the government should be accountable to the Parliament. Thereafter, urging the members to present themselves in the Assembly with decorum and drawing attention to the Article 30 of the Rules of the Procedure of the House of Representatives 2079, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial requested the MPs not to behave rudely. The party chairperson Harkaraj Rai stated that in the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister and ministers should not fail to attend and that the issues raised by the people should not be ignored. President Ramchandra Porwal has remarked that the importance and dignity of local government have become extensive and profound after the country turned into a federal democratic republic. Addressing the inauguration ceremony of Lokahi City Hall built in Koshi rural municipality of Sunsari today, the president stressed on the need to strengthen activities in accordance with the norms, values and ideals of the federal democratic republic by expediting development works that meet the minimum basic needs and the demands of the people. The head of the state said local governments, being closest to the people, are responsible for delivering services, ensuring facilities and carrying out development activities in line with public expectations. Highlighting the historical and religious importance of Koshi rural municipality on the banks of the Saptakoshi River, President Ramchandra Porwal recalled that the democratic movement was linked to Kusahaghat. He expressed happiness over the rapid rebuilding and development in the area displaced by the 2008 Koshi Dam flood and stressed the need for effective disaster preparedness through coordination among all three levels of government. The Ministry of Education and Sports has issued directives to all concerned academic institutions to begin the academic session for grade 11 from coming 15th of June. The ministry has fixed the time for beginning of grade 11 classes in the context of the publication of the results of the secondary education examination SEE for the academic session 2082. The Education and Human Resource Development Center has informed the Education Development and Coordination Units about the ministry's decision through a communication today. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has claimed that the party itself would lead the government in Mathis province. During a province-level gathering of the party and the grassroots campaign at Bardibas today, President Thapa assured Nepali Congress leadership in government will continue. He directed party cadres and leaders to link each activity to social movements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. चिंता की ना करने नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने जहां भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Human rights defender Ruby Khan ended her 23-day hunger strike at Nepalganj Hospital after reaching a 5-point agreement with the government over demands for a fair investigation into the abduction and murder of Nirmala Kurmi. The agreement, signed after continuous talks, commits the government to promptly advance the long-pending police complaint filed in 2021 regarding Kurmi's abduction and murder. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping will shortly conclude talks in Beijing, but their meeting ends without details on a natural gas pipeline between Russia and China. According to the BBC, China and Russia signed more than 20 agreements on trade and tech, as well as a declaration on a multipolar world order. The previously agreed deal has been stalled for years, but the two countries reached a general understanding about the pipeline and aid to Putin, tells reporters. The leaders also issued a lengthy joint statement in which they appear to criticize the U.S. military actions and Golden Dome defense shield plans. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 21 people in southern Lebanon on Tuesday, according to the country's health ministry and media. The BBC cited the state-run national news agency reported as saying 12 of them, including 3 children and 3 women, were killed in a single attack that hit a house in the town of Deir Kanun al-Nahar. The Israeli military has not commented, but has previously said it was targeting Hezbollah. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy over the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, and mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Mathis province, as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives members' election First Amendment Bill and voter name list First Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges lawmakers to maintain decorum of the House of Representatives. President Ramachandra Portal stresses strengthening the norms of the Federal Democratic Republic by expediting development works that meet people's minimum basic needs and demands. Education Ministry issues directives to all concerned academic institutions to begin the academic session for grade 11 from June 15th. And Xi and Putin wrap up talks in Beijing with no final details on gas pipeline. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.